This recording, Scotland 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
...of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I live in a place called Cooper, which is in Fife, on the northeast coast of Scotland. It's just above of Edinburgh, but the accent is actually very different to Edinburgh. Fife isn't a city, nor is it a town, it's more of a district, with lots of little towns and villages all joined together. A lot of countryside there, but we do have some big towns as well. Fife itself could be split into two parts. I'm from the east coast of Fife, but we also have the west of Fife, and again you would notice that the accent and dialect is totally different over there as well. I've lived in Fife all my life. Apart from when I moved to university when I was 18. Since I've come to Newcastle to go to university, my accent has changed slightly, and I find it difficult to speak in my natural accent down here because people just don't understand me. People always comment that when I go home that I talk differently. My parents lived in Fife all of their lives as well. My dad is a chef and my mum's a nurse. And all my grandparents and all my family live in Fife. So I've got a real Scottish background. It was nice to come to university down in Newcastle, where it's a completely different lifestyle. It is a big city down here, which is totally different to where I'm from. Bit of a country girl, really. It's things like transport and things. You can't get buses or anything back home for ages, like one bus an hour. Where down here, they're like every 5 minutes, so it is really different. It is nice, again, to go home to see all my friends, see all my family, and they always say that I've gone posh when I go home. Different things about living in Fife is the dialect, obviously. Instead of saying, I don't know, people up there would say, I do ken. If we'd say it's things like, I'm not going out the night, instead of, I'm not going out tonight. Drop T's, don't pronounce T's on words. So I would say it's the end of day today instead of the end of the day. I would miss out words as well. Again, if you go slightly north of Fife, you'll come to Dundee, which is a completely different accent again. So Scotland is pretty varied up there.